Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we will be watching another episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. But real quick, I did find an explanation for the weird monster battle last episode. Checking out Bo Kinger, it looks like he's got a river to the east and mountains to his west. It's all about the feng shui. And that's, instead of being a luck thing, that compass or whatever messes with the Red Ranger's feng shui. His G or his chi or whatever. So this is apparently them coming in to, I guess, interfere with his feng shui. But anyway, that's the explanation behind the whole point of having a monster surrounded by the other vehicles. In any event, today we're going to be watching One Gets Away, the 19th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. And we're going to start that here in 3, 2, 1, go! And you know what? I just realized they don't have all the same sound effects anymore. One Gets Away is the 19th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, as I mentioned earlier. It first aired on July 16th, 2007, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Vanessa Alexander. You know what's funny? When you see the six of them there on the screen, it looks like they had to squish that in. I would think they'd film that better. On Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. I'll take that. According to legend, that compass has great power and is very unstable.
Got it. A little more. A little more. A little more.
Rose?
I'll let you know when we get to where the jewel is.
Well, then stop saying a little more. It's annoying.
A little more.
Also, not sure what she's reading.
The five of you are as impatient as little kids on a car ride. The Aztec stone will let us know when we get there.
She's in the water.
A little more.
Rose!
What?
There is no a little more.
Okay. Slightly humorous, though.
I see you don't believe in knocking.
When we're attacked, we take it as an open door policy to visit you.
You brought presents. Unfortunately, I already have lava lizards.
And they will all end up like this.
End up like what? Lizards! Please excuse my little joke. I wanted to see you and worried that a simple invitation would go unheeded. So I let you think
a joke, really?
And it worked. Here you are.
And here we go. Unless you want to finish what you already started.
Fight. Quite the contrary. I want to give you invincible armor. And you, all you have to do is defeat the Power Rangers. Here's a map that will lead you to your gift. Try it on for size. You can get back to me later.
There's a double cross here.
They're back.
Oh!
Did you find it? Did you find the jewel?
You mean this?
It worked!
Here you go.
All right.
That's a big blue jewel.
Nice work, guys. That's awesome. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Can let us spend a few days here. You know, a job well done.
No, I mean it's
that tends to happen.
Dad, Bearcats are
Angie's.
We need you now. Dad, the mission's complete. We found the third jewel. We're on our way.
Wait. What about the jewel? I don't think it's a good idea to take it into battle with us. It may be just what the Fear Cats expect.
Ronnie's right. Someone needs to get the jewel back to Mr. Hartford.
I'll do it.
No. I'll do it.
Let the silver Mercury one do it.
I'll meet up with you in the city.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Good luck, guys.
Hello, Ranger.
Uh-oh.
Why does it always seem to end up the three of us?
Must just be your good fortune.
It doesn't. Often it's the Blue Ranger, too. You could just leave right now. Why did you come back? You idiot. Good call, though, on the vest. Where was he hiding that?
See you later, fly boy.
Stop! Come back!
He literally could have just left. You idiot. Well, at least I didn't lose it in the battle with the Fear Cats. Oh, cool! By the way, they're combining episodes again.
I was attacked by Camdor and Meritrix.
Will. The jewel. Where's the jewel?
I lost it. They have it. I failed. Mr. Hartford.
Are you kidding me? He's gonna quit now?
I want to hand in my resignation. You don't need somebody like me on your team.
You lost the jewel.
Are you kidding me? Come on. Like, it's not the first time they've lost something.
I think this is yours.
Mr. Hartford accepted my resignation. I'm through.
Once a ranger, always a ranger.
Oh.
The rangers are in the middle of a big Donnybrook in the city. You must do what you think best.
Good introduction of that phrase a week before the actual team-up episodes.
Where'd they go?
Looking for us?
Imagine if Tyson was part of this.
Destroyed.
Oh, no.
Bye bye.
Oh, there he is. There it is. Boy, that took him forever. Again?
Well, that wasn't too bad for a test drive. A few adjustments, and the Rangers will be ours.
A few adjustments? Yeah. Well, we need more than a few adjustments. What about the map to the super armor Walter gave us?
My thoughts exactly. You stay with the robot. I'll get the super armor.
Fine.
Super armor. Not if I get it first. Rangers.
Victory is near. What's this? A trap.
Don't tell me Will had time to set that up. That maybe.
Give that back. It's mine.
It was yours. Hope you had a nice trip. See ya.
I don't know what he just did there, but okay. You know, if he would open that and take a picture with his handy-dandy phone, he wouldn't need the map. Also, I don't know how the Fear Cat was able to follow that map earlier.
Sir, I do not want to hear it, Spencer. He lost one of the jewels of the crown. Do you have any idea what that means?
Oh, indeed, I know exactly what that means. It means he lost one of the jewels of the crown. And that's all it means. If my memory serves me correctly, someone else, not that long ago, lost the crown.
That was...
Ooh!
You're missing the point.
Oh, no, sir, it's you that's missing the point. I remember a certain 10-year-old who cost his team a victory because he committed a costly error in an all-star baseball game not that many years ago.
Yes. And you found my glove in the trash, retrieved it, drove me back to the park and made me play.
Oh, no, sir. I found your glove, and I drove you back to the park. But you made yourself play. And you were really rather good.
I was, wasn't I? Where's Will?
I want to give him back his track.
Oh, I already did, sir. I knew that's what you'd want.
Okay, it should be right over there. It's solid rock. Here it goes.
Really? That easy? Oh, that's kind of cool.
The super armor. Nice. I think you have something that belongs to
me. Uh-oh. Interesting that the super armor is a samurai armor. We're actually still several years before samurai. Although we have had a samurai ranger before, as I recall. Look at that, you both suck! Boy, that looked really bad in slow motion, like very awkward landing. Oh, good, the others have arrived.
Rangers! You alright, Will?
Yeah, fine.
What's with the armor?
It's some kind of super armor. No telling what's gonna happen if he gets his hands on it. Now let's go!
Not so fast!
You're making me laugh. There's only one of you, and there's six of us.
You're wrong! There's two of us. Me and... Look behind you.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Did he just blow up the armor?
That was close. Now grab the armor.
Oh, no. What? Oh. Goodbye, Cyclops.
This is not good at all.
Let's do it. Mac. Send it all, Spencer.
I didn't see the jet. I guess it still has to be repaired, though.
Give it your best shot. Water launchers, hydro blast. I hosed him.
Nice shot, Ty.
Excellent. No way. Impossible. Not even a scratch.
That's a big sword. Oh, you know, this is gonna do something. Gave him a fancy background. Yeah, but it's only like 7 minutes left. You got this.
Maybe we finally met our match. They're too strong. No, never say that.
Ooh.
I was attacked by Kamdor and Miratrix. They took the third jewel.
What?
Aw, man. Now the bad guys have the crown and a jewel.
Yeah, but we've got two jewels.
I've let the team down.
What?
Hey.
Huh? No.
Will, I failed. But that doesn't mean the team has to fail. I won't let it. Good. So let's split up and attack him from all sides.
Agreed.
Oh, here we go. But they're not using their normal Zords. Oh, Will's still in the regular Megazord?
Time to lose, fear cats.
Oh, that's why they're all in funky ones. Gotcha. Rearm. Oh, interesting. Numbers, using numbers to overpower them. I like it.
Attack. They're too thick-headed to know they're up against our super armor, and we can't be beat. Oh. Look out!
Not good. Okay, that was kind of cool.
Full power, Benglo.
Full. Full power. Oh, they're overpowering it. Oh, too bad he couldn't do that, like, earlier.
It's frozen. It won't move.
they are without the super armor.
Yeah, I've waited a long time for this.
Oh, so everything's interchangeable. Nice.
Say good night.
Sweet. To be fair, the name of the show isn't Fear Cats, it's Power Rangers, so.
There are four more and a crown to get. The Power Rangers have two jewels. Miratrix and Kandor have one. And my fire-eating brother Moltor has the crown. And what do I have?
A snowman.
You have me and Clarence.
Clarence. Aww. That's fun.
Gently reminded that this is not a one battle fight. Hopefully, with your ability and your courage, we will win more than we lose. Will. Thank you for getting up off the ground and showing what you're made of. And Spencer, thank you for being the bulldog that you are.
Very good, sir.
Thank you, sir, for hearing what you didn't want to hear. Be sure I shall always tell you my truth, no matter what. After all, you trusted me with your biggest secret.
Oh, I wonder what that is. Scary, huh? Not really, I don't know. Okay, so... that seemed like a lot of fighting, and did it progress the story? The Fear Cats have been set back, but they are still around, I think. Nice little lesson, I guess, for Will and Mr. Hartford. But anyway, next time we will be watching the first of a two-part episode, Once a Ranger. Yes, we're up to the 15th anniversary episode of Power Rangers, even though they aired it about a month early. Month and a week, in fact. So we're going to see some returning Rangers, a new villain that doesn't make any sense. It'll be great. So next time, Once a Ranger, Part 1. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
ってまで